Go ahead and get the recording going right now. Anything you say, Matt, may be recorded. Or use later. I don't ever use it later. I'm sure some evil person will take advantage of me later. If I have it, most people do. They can use it as grist in their mill of my destruction. And of course, they could be a good try to go to the extension job, which may be a weapon in disguise. It's funny. Other thing, Mom cuts a really high bar, Matt, for whether that job's going to be sufficient, which is, got to make as much money as I make now, which I think is borderline impossible. Let's see. Sometimes I'm surprised. I know when Joe went to teaching, he negotiated with them pretty hard, and they met his demand. Just because Eastern doesn't play that way doesn't mean that other universities won't play that way. It's hard to know, hard to say. I'm unsure. By a thousand little carcasses of dead flies. Yep, you did swat them. And they're all dried up, in the match, as they say. No, it's the other way. Silly flies. Yeah, I'm gonna have to get on the big computer here later, Matt. Yeah. It's good you got flex time. Doesn't mean that you're not still checking and still doing work. Making stuff happen. So people say, boy, I hope you're ready for a job that, like, working all the time, and I go, you know what, I don't mean to be rude, but as far as I know, there are no emergencies at Cooperative Extension Service for which you are directly responsible, but then, and they usually don't call you in the middle of the night, because you're not their therapist, you're not their doctor. I'm confused why you think my life is going to get more difficult than it is. With time-wise, it's going to lighten up. I will be able to go to freaking sleep at night and say, you know what, I don't have to think about it. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to wake up in the middle of the night and check to make sure that some horrible thing has happened. They go, yeah, I probably have an 8-to-5 job. And you go, wow. So are you sure? Because I know very few things that pay any money at all that are just something where you can just go, punch the clock, do your stuff, and then walk away. I like the Family Independence Initiative, Matt. I like what that organization does.
mostly young people form groups and work toward common goals. But that you just decide which group you're in and what goals you're going to go to, and if it doesn't meet, if it's not something your family's interested in, you don't get involved. You do something else instead. Affinity groups is kind of a weak way of saying that, but I think it's one that people understand. Yeah?
All right.
We're going back way, Matt.
Mm-hmm. You're going out the back way.
Those are keys. I'm taking a vehicle?
No.
I have absolutely no idea. I guess I'm totally confused. Look, I'll just do what you do. You're walking around the park today. The walking park. Tomorrow you'll do the long thing. Sorry. I thought it was exactly the opposite. I apologize. That's okay. So yeah, we're being a little far. It's got a lot of stuff in it.
Which is what?
Oh man, I am not. There's a lot of stuff in the back end.
From the bike.
No. So how's our back stuff? It's still looking bushy, but it's not really growing. We need to go back. We'll be talking about it. I'm going back here and let's spray some more. Trees. Look, killing trees. For a light, I'm going to say, hey, it's just pushing. I'm going to still get in here. Still get better. My stuff, it'll be your sewer line. Both our sewer lines, probably. So, no. We're still getting better. It's really fix this stuff. It's
because if you thought about it for 5 seconds, you wouldn't be doing that. Doing something pretty different. Don't think of it as an outdoor class. Kids hardly ever go over there. What a funny thing. Now that she is woke, now that she understands what the problem is, shouldn't her kids be scrabbling around her to get the time that they missed before? And of course, no. Yeah. And you go, you know, it's like the whole line from Indiana Jones in the last decade where, you know, we haven't talked to each other for 15 years ago, though it's funny, she keeps up the line. And you go, you did such a good job, we haven't talked to each other in 15 years. And you go, yeah, what's the problem? Okay, let's go have an adventure. And then I just go, why are you getting all wrapped up in the past? Move forward. Let's go do something. Sitting here trying to work out this crap. Yeah, it's a freaking navel. Let's get busy. You left just as you were trying to get interested. There you go, see? We were all just people. They were a bad one. Oh, grip number one. Because I don't think
anybody, any country, point at anybody. That's good or bad when it comes to fairness. So now, this is education, because it's a stunningly small number for all the people who say, oh, we have such a rat. That's mostly propaganda led by people who think, who have an agenda running, that don't like family. The family's exercising authority. People who want to have their children in school management system from birth. We manage all the children. And it plays in the hands of a lot of different agendas to make parents sound really hard. It's like babies think it over. A little electronic crying factor. Most of the people make kids think, I don't want to ever have children. And you go, I don't understand. That has a lot more to do with the agenda than the good. Okay. Is that what you're doing the whole time? Yeah. This line never worked at the beginning because I'm going to say, what's going on in my mind? That's my intention. I don't know. I have to have kind of big, maybe just one thing, like walking all the way around here, you know, that would work. This thing, I'd either do like 5 or I'd do 100, and then I'd wake up one day and say, oh my God, I'm going to God, the dog things are bad. Stop being this kind of person, be this kind of person. And you're going, is this kind of person evil? And they go, well, no. And they go, then you guess what? You don't have to not be that kind of person. You're scatterbrained. What? Ways to work on scatterbrained? Yes. No, then guess what? Scatterbrained is bad. May not be the best. You have to keep on going through the information at the top of your head. It's a great situation of awareness. I would be a surprise. What? But anyway. Which is what I think about parents. I said, you know what?
we are narrowing way too hard. I've got my hands really close together, about 6 inches apart. We're narrowing way too far what constitutes good parenting. And the vast majority of people can't fall within that little definition. So a lot of people are opting out, just like maybe think it over and saying that you don't want this stuff. The same tactics are basically being used for parenting. Yeah, no right to be a parent. It's not made any easier by the fact that you get the impression that the justice system sometimes is way too willing to take children away from their parents for a wide variety of things. It used to be that some nice neighbor would come and take your children away if your husband was so blind drunk that either he was incapable of providing, or he was so abusive that kind of blood was being lost every day. Because that's bad. And it's fine in those circumstances that the family is ripped apart. It already is ripped apart. You just want to get the children out of it. But the problem is, we got down nice people, the professional do-gooders, which are the bane of existence, as far as I'm aware of. The nice you want them. Is that trying to wrap children in this wonderful little cocoon of love, and anything that doesn't comply with that needs to go to jail. This is just beyond sick. And their thing, everybody's a criminal. Oh, yeah. That's right. You're being abused. There we go. Here is neglect here. Here's abuse here. Boy, if you can fit yourself in between those two, you won't be punished. And they're going, garbage. Going, who the heck am I going to be with that? Why am I justifying myself to you? Come over. Don't you have, aren't there real crimes in the prosecutor? I'm sorry, man. I apologize. Driver, possibly mechanic,
different. Yeah.
That becomes the only problem.
Once we get an opportunity, I avoid all psychology.
But have friends in college.
And we don't talk to them.
The kids in there. When you give them an opening, they start building. You know?
I'm going to try to figure out what the problem is.
And when they start opening it up, they're obliged by law to report anything, if anything, isn't correct, isn't right. And now the definitions are so tight and so strict. I think my psychology.
If you say you have a degree in psychology, I'll probably just walk away and I will avoid you for the rest of your life.
Because, I'm not going there.
Well, he isn't fit for the things that he does. He needs to be sent there from his job, because that stuff's there.
Look at my poor friend, Jason Smith.
Over in Oklahoma City, man.
He had his job, he was doing his job, he did a good job of doing his job. Now, high pressure, and apparently it was ruining his marriage.
People were fixing around. I'm sorry. You're a technician. You're like a doctor. A doctor is a technician. You see something. And then he goes, well, maybe it's this. And so he'll throw some effort behind that. And if that doesn't seem to fix it, then he'll say, well, maybe it's this. And he'll throw some activity at that. See if that gets the traction.
That's why people say, boy, you need to respect doctors a lot more. And you go, I would, but I'm a technician right now. And I know how they work. And they just throw what limited knowledge they have in a situation. And you go, not that they're not well educated, not well skilled, don't sound a good. But then still, there are good computer technicians, and there's some that absolutely suck. And having a life doesn't get rid of the suckiness. The license basically says you've been through the course of study and you've survived it, which is mostly what a doctor's training is. It's basically just a shakedown crew. Oh, no. Well, it's easier. Simpler.
Why not? Yeah.
Well, except that they have more training to be able to ferret out whether they can get decisions or not.
A little bit.
Not saying anything about it, but there's summer, but summer is not.
Like the whole thing, mom told from.
She's been farting around with that for how many years? One guy? Wrong, never mind. Took a look at it, said this would solve the problem.
It's like, this is so bad.
You know what? I guess it was not for her to move anymore. Just as well, you know.
Poor man.
Regardless.
You gotta be careful with people. And the problem is, if society so empowers these people, and you're going, that's the scary part. You gotta be careful.
He did.
Okay, come on, Matt.
And that's a huge problem. If there's so much power to you, a doctor is fine. Because, you know, am I using it? Yeah. Let me tell you. If I drop that whole thing, if you were doing something by the recommendation of the doctor, it was okay. Very fine. No, it's not. You've ever mentioned says that doctor. But you know that you are not allowed to challenge any doctor, not allowed. And you're going, oh, you, sorry. If this is the way you eat out freedom, sometimes you just have to go ahead. Like Shayna, she was going, hey, you don't, if you don't leave me alone, never talk to my friends ever again, I'm going to sue you. Go, okay. Get the magic word. Leave me alone. Medicine or whatever. That's not that. You get what you want. No, but it goes both ways. You can all threaten me. What does that mean? That means that we're not friends anymore. You know. And she's saying, well, I hope we're going to be friends. You go, how the heck are we going to be friends? Are you kidding me? Do people threaten me? No.
How can you be friends?
No, I'm not.
No. Yeah,
it says, if that did not work before, will they use it again?
Not likely.
Psychology. No wonder, you know, the center of the second universe of psychology. How is this best? But yeah, if somebody's done something like this before, they're likely to do it again. When they feel put in a corner by anything. But yeah. And you go, right. And you go, no. When somebody threatens me, I avoid them. So you're in great luck. If that's what you were thinking for, I am. The sad part is, when it comes when it's in the show and it's something big and friends can say, well, you really need help from your family. And you go, I kind of push my hand away. She can't just come up and in and you go, that's one of your problems, you know, because you can't just come in and say, this is how I want it to go. I hate that to my parents, but I need to get something from them. And you go, okay. Oh, yeah.
You turn your lip over my head? Are you asking me?
No. You? You're not even an Nazi, you're a father, so I'm not doing it over to you like a father. That's exactly what the statement last week was. Because we're all debts are clear. You owe me nothing. And I owe you nothing. My responsibility to you is now over. She instructed me to do this, and after I did it, she thanked me for doing it. I said, so, not that I can't choose to be kind to her later, but it's usually the kind of time to give this ring. You know, well, can I come and live in your house? Yeah, now I just don't like half a place.
You come to the couch?
Maybe for more now. But then you want to be wrong. Where's your family?
Well, you're my family.
No, I'm not.
told me in no uncertain terms that I could never behave to you as if I was a member of your family, so don't come to me for things. Unless you're the one that your parents say. Sorry, that was a big mistake, and I'm really, really apologizing. I'm not even asking you to say you're okay for that particular. It's a different stuff to hear and making my life miserable. Because you don't want pain. And I think that's what's meant by love your enemies. It doesn't mean hand over all your stuff as if you're the blessed child. It doesn't mean that. It means that I'm not speaking for your death. That's what that love means. To make you miserable. Like when it comes to transgender people saying, well, I don't want to leave my houses, I don't want to do this, do that, you know. You know what? That's not showing the right kind of love. You have to be accepting of their behavior. But that doesn't mean that they can't get through, that they can't get stronger, and stuff like that. And I think that is your enemy saying, I'm not going to use circumstances to destroy your life. You know, if you want to destroy your life, fine. Yeah. Yes, you can do that. But I'm not going to get in the way. In fact, on occasion, I might ask you something altruistic. You're in some horrible circumstance, you're about to commit suicide. Am I going to talk you down off of that? I hope I'm not. There you go. That's loving your enemy. It isn't bringing them, it doesn't involve doing all the extra stuff that you would normally do with your friends, knowing that your enemy's going to come in and set a freaking bomb in your living room while you're trying to, you know, do dinner. It's not like that. Most didn't. People all talk about Christianity being considered a suicide pact. You know, it's not. It's how these people think it. It's just stupid. You've got to be careful. Love God and love your neighbor. Because love your neighbor as you love yourself. And you're going, that's treating yourself decently. No, it's in your not. But that doesn't mean that, like the Lamanites, you let them come in and take over your land and rule over you. You don't do that. You know, then it's just the whole thing about, well, what's that whole part in the Book of Mormon? How come we aren't loving the Lamanites and all living together in peace and harmony? You go, because the Lamanites aren't going to live in peace and harmony. I don't know about that. Sorry, people. I'm starting to. I used to disagree with guys like that, but after a while, you say that, people are by and large evil. You know, because the church says, oh, no, we think anybody's good. They have a divine heritage. You know, that's good. We do have a divine heritage. But that involves a lot of having to work through your, quote, natural man's energies. You know, there's tons of natural people. In fact, most people are natural people, of course. That's why it's called natural. That's how you normally sound. self-centered. Not really concerned particularly with the pain of others as long as it's not some new pain. Stuff like that. Loving your neighbor is to treat them. It's like the golden rule. Please treat me the way you would treat yourself. Or the way you'd like to be treated. You're going, but if your neighbor is not going to do that for you, then no. It's like, you know, the people who say, well, that's the ultimate thing. And you go, well, what about all the warnings Christ gave about casting the pearls before the swine and stuff like that? Good boy. How dare he call anybody swine? That's not very loving. And you're going, let me tell you how to get along in this world. Hopefully, practical. You know? If you've got an enemy and they've got authority over you, you know, that's fine. If they command you to walk a mile, walk through. You in jail. Yes. I was just reading in 3rd Nephi 20 about the whole thing. Yeah, several verses talking about how to keep out of jail. This was mostly give people what they want when they want.
Okay, Mom.
Oh, yeah. We have to be really careful with this. It's too easy to make simple generalizations about this stuff. It goes by what scripture says. We were supposed to be open. You realize you were going to end point if you believe this that way. It says, I know. I know that people, if you're on a TV screen or on a movie theater screen, and it looks simple, it works out sometimes. You know, God doesn't think if you do all these things, I'll cover your butt every time. We have plenty of instances who work to cover their butt. They just I was that. I was supposed to be school it. I was supposed to love and accept everybody. And you go. Different things to different people in different circumstances. This guy who's really tight-fisted, he needs to learn the great lesson of opening up a business. This other guy, just living exposed like crazy, he needs a whole other lesson, which is a little more careful around people. There's plenty of swine out there. You're exposing your pearls pretty hard. Yeah, and ravening the wolves that want to rip you to shreds. Because all these concepts are in there. And you go, well, then what do I do? And you go, it's situational. I'm sorry. You're dealing with a whole bunch of different people. You can't do love your neighbor to Hitler. I think that's what happened to the Austrians. Oh, we just love that. Okay. Well, here comes the dictator. He's coming. And you'll do what he says. He knows what to do. He's got a plan. You're going, yeah, see? Christianity, if it's only past and that kind of idiom is going to eat y'all off.
Welcome. There's a big reason the visitors welcome sign on the front of every church we have. They are welcome. Now you don't sit there and just let them take over. In our place, our stuff, we bring our version.
All that love now. Yeah, Kev, I can still love. It doesn't matter how that person is doing it, you can still love them no matter what. You feel full, you feel lucky, you feel crap. We are trying to get somebody to kill and want to get them there. What you can do, let yourself a little. Don't go crazy. That might not go over very well. Oh no, yes, it is. People are stupid. Good job. Work the pebble. Do some other thing. I suppose. Now, to be honest, my fault doesn't work. Things are more, it's less applicable in a lot of cases. A person on drugs need a rehabilitation center. It's absolutely important to be rehabilitated. And your choices are restricted. You go, but I'm not putting myself in that kind of a situation. Or, to the point, it's just like at the doctor training and technical program. Yeah. I was being trained, I didn't want to. I was glad to come in. Well, we want to be enforced. When you go to a place to quote training,
he wants you to be noting infractions.
Oh.
Yeah. And report to us. We need to turn you back in. And you're going, wow, that's no. People have to understand when they go, well, it's not going to turn out that way. And they go, I don't mean to be rude. Every time I've been put in that circumstance, it's not turned out. I always became enforcement. I don't want to be enforcement. We have plenty of people in enforcement. We don't have very many people at all in remediation. And if you can't do both jobs, except under extreme circumstances. Might be violations, policy violations as opportunities to grow, to get better, to improve. And that may be, if there's 2,000 infractions, you don't want to worry about one or two. And you're going, I'm not going to be a party. The law coming down like a bag of hammers. Put them out there. Stuff like that. Yeah, so I mean, these kinds of ideas may just be that's part of that. You're not like, good. This is what cooperative getting into and becoming. It's okay. I don't want any part of it. I don't stay back at my other job. It has nothing to do with it. It's the stress doing the positive strain of problems and fixing them. Because that's its own stressor. What it doesn't really have a moral side to it, It isn't like, is what I'm doing really being helpful, or is it just destructive? Any number of situations where if you let a social worker loose on it, everybody would go mad. Yeah. And you go, is that really going to help? Because I can tell you that we actually research shows us mentally that kids who come from what we would consider to be a bad home, who are people of accomplishment, look at their biography, their autobiography, or whatever, if somebody's done some work in the background, you find that they didn't come from wonderful person you know. Now we find that these people, just as many bad apples, come from picture perfect home, right? Our whole pairing together of psychology and medicine is this weird concept I be honest? I think it's more of a political effect than anything. Something good comes out of it. But then you say, oh, that was medicine and psychology. Yeah. That made that happen. Because it's just as many other ones where it had no effect at all. And if you're objective on any level at all, which nobody wants to do, because everybody wants to prop up these two great killers of modern society, like all the time, you would find out that it probably doesn't do the thing. But intervention at all tend to be. They tend to happen out of time. People tend to become less responsible for themselves because they take too much opportunity and hand it over to some expert. The primary reason our society is starting to show problems, starting to break apart, starting to have problems, is for this reason. Hand over too much stuff, take too much advice from experts. When the only authority God ever set up was parents. And parents usually only behave like you would expect a parent to behave, right? Controlling somebody else's life on some level. For the first 20 years of your life. And they stop. Oh, no, they don't stop, but they, you know, they tend to back off and let you do what you want to do. If they're not doing that, you can read. There's no way that parent can make you come back. But it's amazing. The sad part is we keep seeing more people striving to extend their childhood metaphorically by replacing their parents with hand experts on this or that or some guru or something like that. And you go, that's just what's happened. If I think it's good or bad, you think that's what's happening. That's the problem with human nature. People can make individual choices to which gurus slash experts they're going to draw themselves on. In modern times, it's not very you don't pick one guru and decide to attach yourself to them if you don't want to really. You're kind of a cafeteria thing. A little here, a little there. You go on Sunday, you take a little bit of Marxism, you take a little bit of capitalism, you take a little of this, a little of that, you mix it all together. That's tricky because you have to define your purpose. Why did you choose this person? Why did you choose that one in the different realm? Why did you do this? Why did you do that? We're seeing an interesting problem out of it. We're seeing the leftists, I don't know if it's new, or just a recasting of an old thing. But they're very much, no, this is the way. We have determined what is the way, research, or this person was the smart among us. Martin Luther King is a god, therefore every single other he ever gave rules my life and rules the lives of as many people as possible. So we're seeing that kind of breakthrough. I'm a follower of that. There you go. Left at your rear. probably the most dogmatic, religiously dogmatic group, which would offend them beyond all reason. I said, really interesting. Yeah, it's like, well, he's trying to keep his, career. You know what, though? Isn't that exactly what God told him to do? Agree with your enemy while you're in the way with them? He's not going to get close to that. Sad to know that in the temple, I spend a good part of my time receiving over and over in my head. You're going, but you're not supposed to have to do that. And you go, sorry, you guys got to put the man on me. I've got to remember this stupid thing. It changes. So when people come up to me and say, well, you're contracting because I've got your attention, I'm the first one to say, look what you're doing. I get to do my own evaluation of this, but I don't like it, I'm not going to do it. I get to control my own. Now that may mean that I stop stuff like that, which I have done. So I'm sorry. That's what I'm saying. That's reasonable. Okay, yeah, so people can. Mario, whatever. Okay. Anyway. You don't have a choice. You might just be lucky enough to have a job. You know, there's a bunch of people out there. That's probably primarily how he got his job. It's pretty big. And you're going, I got to keep my job. I mean, I apologize. And that's why your celebrity, your hero, they live in a very fluid world, and they have to bend to that fluidity. The fact that if I come out and be the least bit, you know, repellent to nearly anybody, I'm out of here. I'll lose my job. Because support coming from people because of a political statement that you made outside of one doesn't count for them. That's Jesse Smollett. Everybody said, oh, he's going to come back. We're going to make a campaign. Make sure he comes back. Support him. And that's going to be fine. It's a kind of a climate calculation. And did it work? No. Why? Because people are fickle. They say they'll do something. And then, you know, they'll go, well, I didn't like the show anymore. So, let's go different. You know, but you swore that because he made this, you know, he's this great warrior of pointing out the evils of, you know, not just black feet. Anyway. Yeah. There. Oh, yeah, he's doing that. And the studio. There. We would do. Oh, there's a ground. Oh, they want to do it. Looks like it'll be a do it. And then about 6 months later, after the mother died down, more research. He, you know, did some audience research and stuff like that. They said, in fact, there's been enough weird press for the whole show. The whole show. Just the speaker. He's in blackmail. Not. And the funny thing is, it isn't because he had the wrong answer. Things just went against him. He calculated, he tried. Very well. Could have worked. It wasn't a bad move to do what he did. And at that time, chances are now. Hi, buddy. You know, chances are he'll never hear this word again. Because I don't know if he's got kind of a stigma on him. But when push comes to shove, you just never know. Popular culture, fickle. Fickle, 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 fickle. But if you keep trying to stand into it, you'll find that it comes back to haunt you. The smartest actors are the ones that stay fluid, keep your damn mouth shut, and just do the dang work. And don't even talk about politics until you're retired, until you're nearly dead, or whatever. Just don't do it. Don't get involved in it. Because it tends to come back to haunt you. That's what you think. So the bad part is, that's what these days are. You what the group is feeling, your head down, you don't really have an opinion about anything, but they come out badly for you. Well, what's her name? Hermione.
Yeah.
You've really only gotten a little bit of work. Because of her
political stuff, even though it's extremely compatible with what Hollywood says you should be thinking. Yeah. She cashed out what gravitas that she had. I think she's trying to go on Angelina Jolie, the male, and you have to understand. Angelina's not political. So she does stuff for the UN. She's a UN ambassador for being on the TV and saying how much we need to help one little kid in Africa. You know, that's not political. Nobody has a problem with that. You know, that is some safe territory. That's why most smart actors and actresses are all actors, I suppose. Although I heard one of them say, I'm an actress. Good. The most amazing person I ever thought to hear this from. Maria Curtis. She goes, I'm an actress. And this person says, I'm probably an actor. But I'm a woman. I like being a woman. She loves sports. She loves watching sports. I know that's not a very womanly thing to do, but there it is. Because that's what being a woman is. That's what being a woman should be. You know, oh, she's such a crown of feminism, and then she feels that like saying, I'm an actress, excuse me. And it's like, whoa, what's wrong? And you go, that shows you how powerful she feels. She will do things that aren't part of the whole mindset, and yet she's going with it. Now, is she doing lots of work? No, she's doing hardly any work. I don't like a lot of people. I feel like I have to explain why I don't want to be this. I just don't want this. Well, you know, you have to have a good reason. You know? No, I really don't. Wow. Yeah. So I find the whole thing interesting. So we are now. Oh boy. Sorry, I'm not very helpful, am I?